RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Zootopia, now playing in area theaters.
It's comforting to know animals stereotype each other just as much as humans do. Bunnies are too small and reproduce, well, like rabbits. Also, foxes are all scam artists, and wolves cannot help but join in the howl when one of them spouts off with one. Walt Disney Animation Studios returns with one of its anthropomorphized tales with all talking animals and no humans. Think Robin Hood and Chicken Little. Predator and prey alike live alongside each other in Zootopia City, but endure their fair share of discriminatory practices and unfair labor scandals as any modern human metropolis. Zootopia's main arc is an underwhelming crime procedural, but it generates its fair share of laughs and a couple memorable supporting characters. I highly doubt it will catapult to the top of any kid's most beloved animated films, but Zootopia will function as a stable holdover before Disney's main 2016 efforts. The Zootopian police force is full of rhinos, elephants, and polar bears, exactly the type of size-imposing mammals one imagines can keep the peace. Judy Hopps, voiced by Jennifer Goodwin, is a pint-sized pipsqueak intent on shattering the fur ceiling and becoming the first bunny rabbit to join the force. Not only does she graduate at the top of her training class, but the politicians realize hiring a bunny rabbit will be a shrewd PR move and prove they are serious about Zootopia's motto, "Anyone can be anything." This mantra is Zootopia the film's guiding moral. If you want it and try hard enough, you can do and be anything you want to be. Fair enough, but the animators behind the scenes are wise enough to give us a counterpoint to all the rainbows and sunshine. Nick Wilde, voiced by Jason Bateman, is a fox and an exceptional con artist. He sees past the facade and accepts the world as it is. You can only be what you are. Nick the Fox is destined to be a wise guy, always up to a two-bit scheme. This is what his fellow citizens expect of him, and he delivers. Nick and Judy fall into an odd couple situation. They must crack the case of the missing animals using her grit and optimism, but will never succeed without Nick's wry street smarts. Police Chief Bogo, voiced by Idris Elba, a gargantuan Cape Buffalo, has no use for a tiny bunny rabbit hopping in and around his station. He wants her off the force, but Judy enjoys a political shield from Lamb Deputy Mayor Bellwether, voiced by Jenny Slate, who believes smaller animals should benefit from the same rights and privileges as the large mammals, and certainly the predators. Woven between the small versus big and idealism versus realism plots are a surprising amount of laughs. The DMV, run by sloths, of course, begins with gut-busting hilarity, which unfortunately grows stale by the fifth minute of the run-on gag as we are also stuck with them in the DMV. There is a Breaking Bad homage that anyone who has seen the show will be rolling on the floor, but all the kids in the audience left scratching their heads as to why their parents are laughing at a slower part. My favorite joke and supporting character is Mr. Big, voiced by Maurice LaMarche, Zootopia's mafia crime boss. If you have not seen the previews, I bet the surprise on what Mr. Big turns out to be will be just as effective on you as it was on me. Zootopia is also saddled with one of the lamest songs written directly for the screen I can remember from a Disney film. The Lego Movie had Everything Is Awesome, because it was both tongue-in-cheek satire and a catchy tune. Zootopia has Try Everything, sung by Shakira, as Zootopia's most famous celebrity, a gazelle. Try Everything is as straightforward and monochromatic as it sounds. Perhaps this is one of the reasons Disney saddled Zootopia with a forgettable February release. The past few Disney successes, Wreck-It Ralph, Frozen, and Big Hero 6, all enjoyed November releases ready for award season campaigning. Zootopia will have no such campaign. There are odd rumblings floating around cyberspace concerning how Zootopia is meant to appeal to furries. Google it if you don't know what that is. And even how it is the best Disney film in 20 years. I guarantee both of these rumors are wrong. Disney doesn't need to appeal to the furry demographic, and it is nowhere near the best Disney film in the last couple years, let alone the past 20. Zootopia the location is interesting, Judy Hopps is plucky but stale, and Nick the Fox is a direct visual ripoff of Robin Hood. Now that is something Zootopia could use more of. Robin Hood's superior music, and Sir Hiss. Now that guy was hysterical. That is why I give Zootopia 2.5 out of 4 stars.
Zootopia is rated PG, now playing at Largo Mall 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.